Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grant and Danny, welcoming you back. We'll take you up to 6:30 on The Fan. Your next chance to win Foo Fighters tickets on the show comes your way tomorrow at 4 o'clock ahead of the Blitz. We're brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condori and Murad.
We love those guys. You can see them for a myriad of things. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. They will take great care of you. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
So Jaden Daniels is hurt. He will be out for an extended period of time. There's a possibility he'll be out for the rest of this season. We're still awaiting word on the timeline from Washington. Dan Quinn today was asked again. This would have been the day we got that update. He said they're still getting some opinions, finalizing some things. So on Monday, he basically kicked the can to today. And today, he kicked the can to tomorrow. I think we're going to have to get some finality or at least some type of update tomorrow where they come out, Danny, and either say he's done for the year or there's some hope that he's coming back. But whether or not they put him on injured reserve, you know, whether it's that he can come back at some point or it's permanent for this season, I would think tomorrow's got to be the day you let us know if you're going to. Otherwise, they could just do the thing they did early in the season when they just kind of keep taking the air out of the ball.
That's honestly what I think they're going to do. I think they're going to avoid telling us for as long as humanly possible for whatever reason. I don't know what's to be gained from that, to be honest with you, but it just leads to more questions, which they seem to be annoyed about. Like Dan Quinn doesn't like answering the constant questions. Well, that comes when there's nothing definitive. So, you know, if it's like ordering a dish and being stunned when that menu item comes that you ordered moments ago. But I digress. Yeah, I don't think we're going to get clarity as much as I would like it.
My guess is tomorrow they put him on IR and he announces the severity of the injury and the road ahead, whether that means he can come back or not this season. I'm speculating. I have no idea. That's just my guess. But I guess a good follow-up to that would be, okay, if they're going to do that tomorrow, why wouldn't they have done it today? And I don't have a good answer unless they really are just getting more opinions and it's taking more time. And it has taken this long since Sunday to get all the answers that they need. But in discussing Jaden Daniels, at some point he's going to be back. Hopefully that's in 4 to 6 weeks. More than likely, at the earliest, it's with a couple of weeks left in the season. And it's very possible it won't be until the start of next year. But when he comes back, Washington's going to need this offense to look more like they did in 24 than 25. And they're going to need Daniels to look more comfortable, and like he did in 24 more often than 25. Now, I'm of the belief that there's a lot of variables at a dependent position. Joe Theismann talks about this on our show all the time,
yep,
how dependent the quarterback position is. There's a lot of things outside of Jaden Daniels' control that have led to his regression, if we're going to call it that, this year, whatever this step back was. Notably, injuries, receiver talent, and my biggest reason for his regression is his lack of time playing. His lack of time on the grass. Those are practices with just him playing, period, in practice and in games, but also preseason activity. Practices with Debo and Terry, with this offensive line. Like, collectively, everybody together, practice either matters or it doesn't. I happen to believe it matters a lot. They've had one of these years because they have a bunch of veterans like Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner, where today, as an example, Ertz is getting this rest day. And it's just constantly days where your offense is not intact on the field because of injuries and rest days. And I think that's part of the problem. I think Jaden not getting to play in the preseason, or them electing not to have him play. You know, the lack of practices with the injuries, just the fact that he missed time. All of these are factors for why he has taken a step back this year, in addition to the fact that just naturally, last year was probably not sustainable. Unless you really thought in year two he was just going to be an MVP and a top four quarterback in the league on the Mount Rushmore with Burrow and Mahomes and Allen and those guys, and that's what he played like last year. If you thought that was going to happen again, okay. But progress is not linear, and it's really, really hard to replicate that. That was a hard thing to do twice. Writing the second best seller is harder than the first. And I just thought naturally, harder schedule, a little bit less luck as a team, it was going to be tough to replicate. And throw all of this into a stew that I'm cooking. This is why we're here.
Yeah, there's a million reasons why. I think the biggest one, though, is about confidence. And it's not to say that he's not a confident person anymore. The analogy I'll draw is when I was very little, my dad was trying to teach me how to pitch. And I just would take the ball out of my glove, put it right by my ear, and basically just kind of like throw a dart because I felt like I knew where it was going. He said, no, you have to have an arm circle. You have to drop the ball down, make a long circle with it. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Because the first time I did it, I threw it 6 feet in front of me and I didn't know what I was doing, right? I was trying to learn something. I didn't trust that it was going to work for me. And that confidence and that trust has gone away. Why? The answer is yes, by the way. Everything that you just said. Better opponents, less time on the grass, less preparation, too many injuries, too little time with players, having things not work out, throwing to unfamiliar faces, defenses doing things different, etc. There's no trust there anymore. So I've seen a million quarterbacks come into this league that have started to see those pass rush ghosts where the instant they drop back, 1,000, their eyes are already darting down to where the pressure's coming from. See Carr, David. Right, who was never the same after he got sacked 2 trillion times. See a million other guys that we now think of as kind of punchlines, and we laugh because they never amounted to anything because they lost their ability to trust, they lost their ability to have any kind of confidence that what they were going to do was going to work out. I'm not saying Daniels is at that level, by the way. I'm saying it's no longer this invincible Superman type deal. So to me, there needs to be some kind of reset. Easier said than done, by the way. This is why people get paid a lot of money to fix these sorts of problems. There needs to be some kind of reset, some kind of, kind of use this opportunity during a wasted and lost season to sort of rebuild that athletic arrogance, number one. But number two, the idea that it's going to work if you do what we say. Because that's not happening right now, right? I mean, down the stretch last year, Cliff Kingsbury was calling something and Jaden was like, that's nice. I got to go make a play. And it was working. Now, within the structure of the offense, he doesn't believe that it's going to work. And I think that's been a huge issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many factors for why their offense looks broken. But in this game against Seattle, we'll just take this one for what it is. He got pressured half the time. A lot of those pressures are on their pass protectors. Some of them are on him holding the ball. That's going to be the case for every quarterback in every NFL game. But the vast majority of the time, I thought he was not protected well in that game. And what happens when you get hit a lot and you get pressured a lot? You start to leave the pocket as often as you can. There also was not enough opportunities down the field to hit on anything. And so what inevitably happens is I think you start pressing to take the shot and you start turning down some of the underneath stuff. You start trying to kind of want that big play because it's being taken away from you. You feel like when I get that chance, I can't miss it. And you don't take the layup because you're waiting on the 17-footer or the three-pointer. Some of that happens in this game. But the fact is, in the end, when he wasn't running, they had nothing. So I can get annoyed and frustrated if I want to that he's turning down passes to run sometimes. But when you don't have explosive, dynamic players on the outside and you can't run the ball with your backs, which in that game was not happening effectively, it felt like the Tampa game in week one or the Atlanta game at the end that you were talking about, yeah, where it was like on every play he felt like he had to be special and go make a play with his legs. And in the NFL, it's not going to consistently work, right? So that brings us to Kurt Warner, who's a Hall of Fame quarterback who was evaluating Daniels' performance. And Warner tweeted something out. I'll find it here. But he tweeted something out a couple of days ago. basically watching the Jaden tape and saying that year one to year two change is stark and substantial. Pull it up and you can read it if you got it over there. But what Warner was essentially saying was, hey, there's a lot of reasons why from year one to year two, this looks different. He was giving some observations, but he got eviscerated for it. We know this in this town. Analyzing quarterbacks is so polarizing. And especially when it's our guy that we love in town, right? Everybody has decided correctly, this is the franchise quarterback. Jaden Daniels, even with this year's performance, is a second contract player in D.C. He's going to be here. He's going to be the answer and the long-term player. The question is, can he play at the level of last year where he was a superstar, or is this more going to be the norm? He was 20th in EPA per play. I don't know if that accounts for like guys with a few snaps or not, but kind of a middle-of-the-pack starting quarterback in terms of some of the passing numbers. You add in the running, it's a fringe top 10 performer still. Is this what we're looking at, or was it last year where they're setting some records offensively? So that's kind of the conversation now. I think anyone who's having other conversations about if he's the future, if he's the answer, that's irresponsible. They don't even need a seat at the table. I don't give everyone a seat at the table on that. But Warner's tweet that got him in hot water was...
Yeah, so he has a couple follow-ups where he actually says, here's the video, here's the breakdown, here's what I've done.
Well, he went on to do a 37-minute breakdown with video on this just to show people what he was seeing.
And here's the initial. Was just finishing up my tape for a week with the Commanders, and it's really amazing the difference in Jaden Daniels in year two. We often talk about sophomore slumps, and they can definitely be real with teams having a better idea of how to stop you or your O and forcing you beyond your number one more and more often. The hard part is, it just doesn't seem like JD is seeing the field like he did last year. Holding ball, seemingly looking and not throwing to open number one read, struggling to work through reads. Another example of this game being tough and guys on the other side getting paid also, but it's a bummer because he was so incredible last season.
So he took a bunch of heat, goes back and forth with fans a bunch, and then finally says, all right, you know what, I'll show you. And he does this 37-minute YouTube clip where he puts together a bunch of the video to kind of work people through what he's seeing. So we've got some of the audio of that we'll play for you here. And then the conversation we want to have is basically Warner gets into some of what could happen, but he seems to be saying this is the issue and not why did we get here or how did we get here, which is the conversation I want to have.
Yeah.
Which is it as simple as get a couple of weapons on the outside and everything's fixed? Get a receiver who can win in man coverage. Like, if he has Justin Jefferson, what's it look like for Jaden Daniels? Hell, if you go back to last year where you just have Alamide Zaccheaus, there's nobody like him right now. Deami Brown, they don't really have somebody like him right now. Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin, his top four guys. Jamison Crowder, a veteran in the slot, they don't really have someone like that right now. Does it look that different that quickly? So this was Warner go to cut one on how he assesses the position and what types of things he's taking into account.
There's a lot of factors. No question. There's always a lot of factors with a quarterback and with a team and whether guys are healthy and whether they're healthy and all those things. The bottom line is when I analyze a quarterback, I look at the play in front of me and I look at all the factors. Where are his eyes? Where is he reading it? Where should he be reading this? Is there pressure? Is there guys open? All of that stuff. And then assess the quarterback play off of that.
So go to cut two here when he starts pointing out a couple of plays. Now, I have not found this to be a issue with Jaden as a reoccurring thing. Like, I don't think Daniels struggles with taking the easy throw often. In fact, last year especially, quick game was a really good thing, and the ball came out of his hand pretty decisively. But in this game against Seattle, and I think it might be symbiotic with the amount of pressure he was facing, for whatever reason, somebody would come free right away, and instead of just driving it in there as fast as possible, he would hold the ball and wait for something else. And oftentimes that led to a worse result. And it, in real time, you could see it. And watching it back, you could see it. And it seems to be what Warner was bothered by. Here was cut two.
Okay, here we come with the naked bootleg again. There it is. That's open right there. Got to take it, right? We always say when you have a naked bootleg, the intent of a naked bootleg is not to throw the ball down the field. The intent is to get the defense to play a little bit more at home. Right? Not overplay the run and simply to get moving in the other direction and drop the flat off. That's why every naked has a flat right there. So if you have pressure, you're trying to get the flat. If you've got two steps on the flat, you take it. You give it to the guy and you don't try to do too much. You don't spend too much time looking at the pressure. Come out. He's got two steps. Give it to him. Put it on him right there. Make a play.
So watching this video, so it's hard to envision this, but the point of what Warner's saying is you may not have the home run. You may not have the let's get 17 points on this one play or the grand slam. But what you got is a first down. What you got is forward progress. What you have is an advancement. And you keep the football and you kind of keep going. Things that it felt like were there last year when they didn't have to press. Well, now they're pressing. So the point is that that receiver on that play was open. Now, give it to him. And Daniels had his eyes elsewhere, whether it was on the pass rush, whether it was, you know, looking downfield for the home run ball or some kind of special thing, you know, sort of second order effect a la Mahomes, scrambling around for 17 seconds and somebody breaks free. The point was, right now, this minute, we have a positive play. And it's not just a 2-yarder either. It's probably a great chance for a first down if you do what you're capable of, which is just you come around from that bootleg, you get your eyes right, he's open, boom, we hit it, and now we get the next play call.
And instead, again, we're spending a lot of time creating. And, yep, I mean, I played quarterback. Yes, there's times where you're getting hit a lot, getting a lot of pressure, you get impatient, you stop seeing the field, and you start looking to create. It happens. That was my point, is he's not seeing the field and playing as patiently as he did a year ago. Here comes the throw. It's coming. Okay, we can always give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he doesn't feel this guy coming out because this guy chipped, and maybe he didn't think it was ever going to come, and that's why he took off. Okay, I can live with that. If that's the reason, I don't get a chance to talk to Jaden, but if that's the reason, I can live with that.
The context of why this is happening is probably the most important element of the conversation.
100%.
Because there's ebbs and flows, and Warner would go on in one of these clips to talk about how he would go through these phases where he felt like he didn't see it as clean, or he would have these games on tape, he'd go back and say, why didn't I just take that throw? And I guess that's the question on the phones for people at 800-636-1067. Is this just a product of the walls caving in offensively right now where they can't run the ball? They don't have guys getting open at receiver. Cliff's not helping them very much by scheming guys open. And so you're in this run and make a play, or maybe in his mind, extend to get somebody free to get a chunk. And that's your mindset going into the play, so you're not taking the 3 or the 4. Now, I still remember the conversation we had with Kirk Cousins on air one time.
I was going to bring it up.
Where his adage that he always went with was, you can't go broke taking a profit. And it's based on this sit-down he had with Jay Gruden where they watched the tape of Tom Brady over a few games, all the cut-ups in 2015. He was probably not far from being benched as the first-year starter. And Jay's like, which throws can't you make? And they watch it, and he makes every single throw that Brady can make, and he's like, I could do that. And he's like, Tom Brady's brilliance is he's just taking what's there. He's just, it's completions. It's keeping the chains moving. It's 2nd and 6, becoming 3rd and 2, becoming 1st and 10. It's, you know, completions are the game here. And I think, I guess what frustrates me a little bit about this week or this new conversation or even what Warner's talking about is I have perceived that to be a strength of Jaden Daniels's. I don't think it was in this game. Now, I would wonder, I don't know if Kurt only looked at this game. I wonder if he would go back and say this was the case in other games. He knows more than I do.
Yeah, it might be, honestly, where you're not seeing the same level of production, and there's, you know, good enough reason for it. I was going to bring up another Kirk Cousins axiom that he would talk about all the time, where he would learn to trust it, whatever it was, throwing in a tight window to Pierre Garçon, and what was the phrase he used? Do you remember? He would make me right. He would make me right. Meaning, I now know that if Pierre Garçon doesn't have a step, he's got a step.
Well, but Jaden doesn't trust these guys to make him right.
This is the point. I don't think he trusts anybody or anything. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying I think that's what's happened. He doesn't trust the pass protection, doesn't trust the receivers to be in the right spot, doesn't trust guys to make plays.
Did you think the pass pro was problematic before this week? I mean, it's very normal amounts of, like, yeah, it's not perfect on every snap, but this is not a bad pass protecting group. This week they were.
Not to necessarily impugn the line, because he has a part in it too. I mean, whether it's, you know, not assigning the right protection, not having the right slide on. I mean, everybody wears that to me. I've learned enough over the years that it's not just because the left guard missed a block or whatever. Sometimes it is. But to me, I just don't think he trusts any part of it right now. And I think that's what has to come back.
How are we going to read this? You know, with us being condensed into the boundary, to me, what we have to do is we've got to start right here. Okay? So if that guy stays tucked inside, okay, and takes that away, then we're going to basically get a 2-on-1 out here with the flat coming underneath it. If that defender widens because we're doing all this out here, we're going to look right here and we're going to try to get it, and then we're going to work accordingly. Okay, if you work inside, it could easily be, okay, if this guy turns and takes this away, then just dump it to your back underneath. But again, what's right here? Okay, so I got to be set. Here it comes, right there. There comes the throw. To me, he's looking at it right there. This is a huge window in the NFL. He's looking at it. Okay, so take it. Okay, you don't like it, you don't take it, whatever. Okay, come right here. Work through your progressions. Take it. There it is right there. Take the back. Everything else is condensed because this guy pushed through. This guy pushed here. You don't have anything else but this. Yep. The pressure's starting to come now. No question about it. But that throw should have already been off, or you should have plenty of time right here to hold this, you know, and get this off to the back right here based off of that decision.
Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner with a detailed breakdown on Jaden Daniels. We'll open up the phones on this next. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. So he's pointing out that he thinks he's taking a step back. We want to know why you think that's happening and how much of this is him being a product of this, frankly, bad offensive environment right now. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There's a lot of factors, no question. There's always a lot of factors with the quarterback and with the team and whether guys are healthy and whether they're healthy and all those things. The bottom line is when I analyze a quarterback, I look at the play in front of me and I look at all the factors. Where are his eyes? Where is he reading it? Where should he be reading this? Is there pressure? Is there guys open? All of that stuff. And then assess the quarterback play off of that.
Kurt Warner, the Hall of Fame quarterback, had a lot to say about Jaden Daniels on social media, took some heat for it, and then did a 37-minute breakdown on YouTube talking about what he's seeing. He says that there's been a drop-off, and obviously the numbers bear that out, and anecdotally you've watched the games. It's not quite the same as last year, which is not necessarily a big story to me by itself, because no one wants to acknowledge that replicating last year was probably not a fair standard. It's what I said all offseason. Why should he be expected to do that again? But he's gone from elite, top five-ish, to good in terms of his performance. And so we're trying to figure out, I guess, long-term, what's the norm. But also, not debating Kurt Warner, who's saying he isn't playing at the same level, because I think most of us agree. The question is why. That's what we're trying to answer. How and why did we get here? So here, I got four answers. I'll rattle them off. Then I want yours, Danny. Then we'll hit the phones. 800-636-1067. As to why Daniels is not playing at the same level as last year. Number one, lack of time playing. Games missed, practices missed. By my count, at least five. It might even be more than that when you count some limited practices when he did play. But I think 5 of 9 practice weeks for him have been at least hindered, if not completely missed. That matters for a second-year quarterback. Number two, injuries and rest days around him. Forget his own injuries and time missed at practice. The continuity of having the guys on the field on Sunday, on Wednesday, and on Thursday when you're putting in the real practice. You know, on a day like today where Zach Ertz isn't out there, Marcus Mariota would be better off if he was. He's your primary tight end option. There are a lot of days where Debo hasn't been able to practice. Terry has barely practiced or played. So those things, the continuity, the preparation, another practice kind of theme here, would be number two. Number three, just the talent around him. There are games where Chosen Anderson is your leader. Robbie Anderson. Chris Moore. You name the
name
Traylon Burks.
Yeah, name that Jag.
Is running 30 routes for you. Like, that adds up, too. So those are three things that I think are dependent. And then, I think we all have to acknowledge this, the stuff that he controls has not been as good. Accuracy decision-making has taken a step back. Doesn't mean it will forever, it just has. Now, there could be dependent reasons for that, too. But, again, it was going to be hard to replicate last year. So you add all that together, and it's not like this is a problem. We just gave him a grade last week, I think. You gave him a C-plus for the year. I gave him a B-minus, I think, or a B. It's not like he's been bad.
No.
It's just we're looking at Max Scherzer in the middle of a Cy Young back-to-back year run, who's now got an ERA of 3.1, and we're going, why isn't he the same? And that's, I think, what we're trying to get to the bottom of.
Yeah, I add in better opponents. I add in time to prep. I add in a giant lack of adjustments and, sort of coaching, just sort of going, oh, well, sort of letting all this happen. Like, some of these bad habits to me, are correctable. And they haven't been corrected. I'm frustrated by that. Whether it's quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, anybody in that building could probably step in and say, hey, here's what's happening. Let's work on it. Now, when you're working on it, those practices you mentioned where he can't practice or they can't practice or nobody can practice. To me, I think this boils down to, it's not one thing, but it ends up boiling down to this big old stew, and the stew is called lack of trust. And not, I don't mean like this guy's duplicitous, this guy's a liar, the offensive coordinator's screwing me. It just means I don't believe it's going to work out if I do the thing that's called here. I'm going to take matters into my own hands.
Kurt Warner made this point during this video because I watched the whole thing. Something to the effect of, like, everyone's yelling at me about who's out there, who the players are, or whatever. He's like, I'm grading this based on what you should be doing, essentially. And along those lines, why do you think the accuracy has gone backwards? Other than just that there was going to be some natural regression, because there was a point last year where he was completing, like, 78% of his passes.
I just think it's bad habits. I think it's, again, I think lack of trust leads to, I got to do it myself, to, things that are, whether it's lazy footwork or whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's not an insult to anybody. Just saying, hey, these habits aren't good and should be cleaned up by somebody. When are you cleaning them up? When he's injured and can't practice?
By the way, this is also a normal thing for a second-year quarterback. I know you're not allowed to say any of this, and everybody gets very bothered and angry about it, but these are normal things that in your first 2 years in the league you are working on as a quarterback who's got a really good balance sheet so far. Brandon in Maryland, you're on the Fan. What's up, Brandon?
G&D, what's happening, fellas? Let's get straight to it, man. So what are the things that are out of Jaden's control? The injuries to his weapons, maybe the system that he's in, the general manager putting the pieces around him that he needs to succeed. All of that around him has crumbled this year, the running game. It's all crumbled. He doesn't have the same things that elevated him to be able to do, throw the ball so far down. So he hasn't had Terry this year with those bombs. He and Terry were connecting on these bombs almost every game, and it was either keeping you all in games or putting the game away for you. So him and Terry, the connection they had has been very underrated, and he and Terry not really being on the field at all this year has really hampered him, right? The run game is really hampered. Any quarterback in the NFL who doesn't have a run game is going to struggle. I don't care who you are.
But the only thing, right? I'd say to that, Brandon, and I don't know if you'd agree with this or not, but the last month they have stunk running the ball outside of Jaden. They don't have a running back game averaging 4 a pop, but they're still one of the top 10 running teams in the league because they were number one in the NFL with running backs for the first six or so games, and Jaden was not sharp throughout all of those.
Well, that brings me back to my point about Jaden, like the things that are out of his control, everything around him. But what's in Jaden's control? When he's back there in the shotgun, which feels like 100% of the time, is crazy to me. But he's back there in the shotgun, reading the defense, and he comes out. And last year he was so sharp. He was so clutch. He was so clean with his play. He didn't turn the ball over. He wasn't making a lot of mistakes. But also because Cliff's system was working effortlessly.
See, that's another thing here we got to talk about. Thank you, Brandon. It's a good phone call. The system made his life easier last year in a way that it's not this year. Like, it always is about the quarterback. And yes, there's things he could do to elevate it. But their offense isn't working the same. They're not getting the same open receivers and looks. They're doing a lot of the same things, but it seems like defenses are going, we're taking this away. And where is the changeup? Where is the breaking ball? Where is whatever Cliff's got to counter that? It hasn't really happened.
So my only other counter that I would offer is last year, basically after the Bears game, which was in week 8, they didn't have a running game. Their regular natural running game was non-existent, save the one anomaly against Tennessee where Brian Robinson ran for 1 million yards.
That's a good point.
Other than that, it was Jaden Daniels doing it. Go to the playoff win at Tampa Bay. They managed 80 yards on the ground. I think Daniels had 60 of them. The Atlanta Falcons game, he had 127 yards on the ground. They couldn't run the ball at all. And he was like, that's no problem. I got it.
Last year was just him going, hey, guys, I'm going to go score 30. You can play or not.
Right.
And in the playoffs,
just don't get in my way.
The Tampa game, he was really good. I was there. The Detroit game, sadly, still my greatest regret of my career. I got strep throat and couldn't go to the best win in Redskins Commanders history in my lifetime. But that game was his best performance ever, probably. But like, it's not like they were running that well in those games. Like, he just kind of elevated everything. But that's where I do think the system was working better last year, too. I didn't think Cliff got enough credit last year for some of the things that went well. And I'm not sure that there's enough blame right now on like their offensive design either in town. 800-636-1067 is the number. Kurt Warner says year one to year two is pretty stark on tape. Why do you think that is? That's the question on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We've got a Commanders scheduling tweak to pass along coming up at 6 o'clock, about 15 minutes out. Is it going to be the first of a few in the second half of a season that is spiraling out of control? We'll talk about that on Grant and Danny on the Fan. By the way, just a few minutes ago, I was in the producer room, and I walked in, and Darius was leaning back in his seat. And he was at such a perfect angle that he looked super skinny. And Darius is... See, I think he's lost a good bit of weight and looks very good. And I said, Darius, you look really skinny. And he was, like, shocked by it. I mean, Ryan was laughing because of his response. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, do you not feel skinny? He's like, no, I never feel skinny. I'm like, dude, you totally look skinny. He's like, no way. I'm like, swear it. And then Danny walks into the room right after this. And I'm like, Danny, doesn't Darius look skinny? And Darius, what did Danny do when I said that?
He hesitated, first of all. And that was my first sign that this was a farce. And then he asked, I believe he asked, like, what are you talking about? And you're like, he looks skinny.
Yeah. He's like, he asked the question, like, I don't know what you mean. And I said, Darius looks skinny right now. I was just asking you, don't you think he looks skinny?
And he goes, oh, yeah.
No, he didn't say yeah. He goes, oh, and looks at you again. And then he was acting like, we're the crazy ones. He's like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, well, I just explained. I'm just trying to get you to admit that Darius looks skinny. And Danny's like, oh, okay. And I was like, dude, I swear you do, but this isn't going well.
I missed my cue. So I will fully admit I wasn't paying attention initially, because a lot of times what happens is the conversation's already ongoing.
Yes.
I walk in and I hate to be like, wait, what are you guys talking about? Reset? So I didn't know anyone was talking to me.
But then you
asked. That's the Chris Russell special, by the way.
Yeah.
Asked everyone to reset the conversation.
I love that.
Right. So I don't reset.
But Darius, did I not clarify what was going on and give him his, I gave him his chance.
You did. You gave the details.
The initial, because the only gripe I'm picking with you, because again, I'm in the wrong here, is you didn't go, Danny, comma, doesn't Darius look skinny? You were sort of saying that in general. And I went, oh, like you're asking me, my cue. And I turned, that was the O.
What is your excuse then for when you said, oh, my bad, what are you talking about?
So I realized you were asking me, and I went, oh, that's where the O comes from. Not like, oh, we're talking about that slob. That wasn't
but
that.
But then you didn't jump in and say, yeah, you look skinny. You just kind of kept looking at him.
I kind of went, oh, so you're asking me, what are we looking at? Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying, because I got you back in the position that you were in, that Grant was saying, hey, this makes you look skinny. And I went, oh, yeah, I see that.
I wasn't saying that the position made him look skinny. I was saying he looked skinny in general. Yeah, well, it was just about the position.
When I came in, you were like, put your arms behind your head. Lean back in a certain way. That's what was happening right
in
the middle.
I was saying, let me paint you like one of my French girls.
That's a great bit. But that's what you were doing. You're moving. So I'm like, I missed what was happening. I thought you were stretching Darius out because he was tight in his trap muscle or something. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know you were already asking me directly, like, doesn't he look awesome? Like, I didn't know. What? Me? What are we talking about?
It was just dudes complimenting dudes.
Just dudes complimenting dudes.
It. Yeah.
Danny did not get
that. And again,
memo.
Like Dan Quinn, I missed it.
Let's go to the phones. We're talking Jaden Daniels in year two, Clyde's in Fredericksburg. So Kurt Warner says it looks different. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it looks different because, okay, now the first year when he came in, he was superstar. He was Superman, okay? Then this year, okay, he gets hurt, okay? For one thing, I think, you know, Dan Quinn, he was the wrong answer, okay? But I don't want to elaborate on that because he was a defensive coach for who? The enemy. Dallas. Okay, so anyway,
so no
I don't want
Cowboys
to
coordinators ever. Then but, you wouldn't have had the great Norville Eugene Turner, Clyde. I mean, how could the Redskins have gone on without that? Different story for a different day, though, whether or not Dan Quinn was the guy. But he is one for one at getting to the NFC Championship game. He's going to be one for two at the end of this year, I think. Chris in Oxon Hill, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Appreciate y'all taking my call. Really, I think the reason why we kind of down is I totally agree with what y'all said earlier. One, it's a lack of being able to practice. Two, we've had so many injuries. You know, the injury bug really hurt us this year. And then another thing that I really think about that you all didn't mention was, you know, it's a different offensive line. This offensive line hadn't played with each other. So, you know, I don't think that they have that chemistry going the way we want to. And, you know, I always got to take it back to wrestling. You know, when we think about if we go ahead and we look at Stone Cold Steve Austin, when he first came out, nobody really knew about him. Everybody was like, who is this guy? But then as soon as he put together that promo, that Austin 316, that's when people knew about him. And so I feel like, as far as with JD5, as he continues to progress, he's going to get seen. I really appreciate y'all taking my call.
Appreciate you, dude. There you go. Get that piece of crap out of my ring.
I'm not even old enough to remember when Stone Cold was whatever his name was before that. I know you are, but you didn't watch wrestling as much. All I ever knew was Stone Cold being the Rattlesnake.
He was something else, and it was dumb. Like, they tried to make him
a
regular
like
face.
Stunning Steve Austin.
Yeah, it was something stupid. But when this, of course, typified the Attitude Era when I was all in. You can't quite be a face, but you're not quite a heel. You're something in between, the kind of the anti-hero, he and The Rock sort of doing that. When The Rock was like Rocky and he was a nerd, a dork, and a regular face, everyone hated him. But when he started cutting promos where he was mean to everybody, like Stone Cold was, that's when he ascended.
Let's go to Rockville. We don't have a sounder like we do for Bethesda. But Rockville is kind of like Bethesda.
Sure.
Andreas, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey,
so, Jaden Daniels, to me, didn't look right all season except for the Chargers game. He looked like he was holding the ball from day one way too long. Last year, he was getting the ball out of his hands quick or getting out of that pocket and making a play. I think Eckler is a big reason why they're having trouble this year because he was the outlet. He was the guy that got those third and sevens, third and eight draw plays and screen passes and dump offs. And not having that guy right next to him has made a big difference in the way they run that offense. I think not having the whole skill position set from last year also is something that I know we talk about a lot, but it can't be understated.
So I mentioned this earlier. Last year, look at their targets or whatever. McLaurin, non-factor most of this year except yep. Kansas City with Mariota. Noah Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, Deami Brown, Jamison Crowder, had some big games. Austin Eckler, like that's six guys.
Yeah.
So it is a complete turnover, and now you don't ever practice with the guys that are new to you in this year.
It's a major deal. And the guys that are back are McLaurin and Ertz. That was, you know, well over 200 targets between them. Ertz is same guy, but still maybe even a step slower, if that's even possible. And McLaurin has been a non-factor this year. So there you go, right? I mean, you're talking about 500 passes among quarterbacks, and you're not throwing to any of the guys really that are familiar to you.
800-636-1067. You want to hop in on Grant and Danny. Some scheduling tweaks with Washington no longer as big a draw as they were, especially with Daniels not being on the field for the next several weeks. We'll tell you what they are next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.